Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Salking, where we are in season 14 entitled What Drives Winning. We are hearing from mental performance coaches, high performance leaders across different spectrums to really pick their brains about what leads to human high performance individually and collectively from an organization standpoint. And today I am thrilled and honored to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Dr. Nicole Detling. Dr. Detling, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here, Dr. Salking.
Yes. So Dr. Detling has some pretty awesome roles. You serve on the mental performance team for ReliaQuest, which is a cybersecurity tech company around the world. You've served on multiple Olympic committee or Olympic games with Paralympic athletes, with Olympic athletes, and you have your own consulting practice called Headstrong. So you are a busy lady.
Yes, I am, but I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. And you've worked with the Navy SEALs. You work with a lot of military contracts as well. So the spectrum that you've seen high performers operate is so unique, and why I'm really, really looking forward to hearing your insights on our two big questions.
Oh, very cool. Let's do it.
So the first one, what do you believe leads to individual high performance excellence?
Yeah. And I love this question because it's simple, but not easy. Right? Yeah. It's a very simple question, not necessarily a simple answer. And so I tried to formulate an answer for this that did cross all of those genres that I've worked with, trying to find something that what will hold true regardless of your performance. Yeah. So whether you're performing as an athlete on the field, or you're performing in the military, or you're performing in a business office, what is that one thing that would hold true for you regardless of where you are performing? And the answer I came up with was commitment. So when we are committed to something, we are more likely to be willing to engage in the behaviors that are necessary in order to accomplish whatever it is that we are committed to. So I kind of think of it as commitment is the noun, but discipline is the verb. How do you reach that commitment, whatever you've committed to? Through discipline, through doing the things you don't feel like doing because you're committed to something bigger. A lot of athletes or people will talk to me about motivation, or coaches will say, hey, I just need to find ways to motivate my guys. And I'm like, that's not what it's about. It's not about motivation. Motivation is fantastic when it's there. It will drive you. Use it when you have it, because it's great when you have it. But the thing that gets you out of bed when you're not motivated and you don't feel like going that day is commitment. That's what gets you there. And it's those disciplined behaviors that you've created over time, doing the things you don't feel like doing when you don't feel like doing them, because you know you are committed to this idea that it's going to help you, it's going to make you better, or your team better, whatever that might be, whatever you're looking at in that regard. So I really believe when you're committed to something that's greater than you, you're willing to do the behaviors and engage in those actions that will take to get you there eventually. Yeah.
I love that. Like I tell our guys all the time, like, listen, what do you want? What are your goals?
Exactly.
I love it. And I actually don't care. Whatever they are, fabulous. I'm more curious than what are you willing to do?
That's right.
To get what you say that you want.
Exactly.
And that's what you're talking about in this commitment. And if you don't really want it,
then you're not going to engage in the behaviors.
Exactly.
So why are you even saying that this is what you want and telling the world that that's what you're going to be if you're not willing to do the things that it takes to get there?
And I love, like you said, like this holds true across disciplines, right? Like I want to be a good wife or a good mom or a good husband or a good father. You know, it's like, okay, then if you're really committed to that, what does that mean and look like?
Exactly.
And it really, I think, you know, challenges us to ask ourselves, am I really committed? And it's a real, that's a really good gut check for me as well. In those areas that I say really matter to me and I want to be great at. So thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
So one step further then, from an organizational perspective, what leads teams, organizations, groups that you've worked with to be consistently delivering their best when it matters?
Yeah, another great question. And it does come from this principle of commitment. It's the same idea or the same concept, but I would say alignment of core values. So getting the right butts in the right seats, getting the right people on the bus who have the same core values as the core values of the business or the team or whomever it may be, so that you're all working toward the same thing from the very beginning. You're speaking the same language, you're working toward the same things, because I think that that's going to create an environment, if you will, that will help drive success. And if you don't have the environment in place, so people are at odds from the very beginning because maybe their individual core values are different than the other person's, or they're different than the teams or the businesses, which doesn't make those right or wrong. It's not a right or wrong situation. It's a fit situation. Yes. So when you get the right butts in the right seats and you get the right people on the bus, it is so much easier to drive, and it's exciting and it's fun. And so making sure, like, as a business or an organization, not just putting words on the wall that these are your core values, but truly living them and embodying them, and then finding people whose personal individual values are also the same as your business core values. I think that can take you really far and eliminate a lot of problems before they ever get started.
Yeah, I mean, high performance is hard enough.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yes.
You have to beat your competitors in business and manage supply chains and all those things. And, you know, in sports, you got to deal with the weather and the referees and your opponent. Mm-hmm. But man, when you're fighting yourself.
Right.
It's
your teammate.
Totally.
Right. Or maybe you hate your boss. Right. Man, that's really challenging. And you're really not going to advance that far and probably get taken out in the business world if your core values aren't aligned with those around you and with where the business is going.
That's why I really challenge people. It's like, oh, the culture, the fluffy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's also the stuff that derails the things that you say are really important to
you.
That's
right.
And
that's exactly right.
We need to get these things right so that we can go further, faster. And it's fun. Like you mentioned, if you've never had the gift of being on a high-performing team, look for that. Because when you are, man, it's a different world.
Yeah.
You are tired at the end of the day, but you're energized.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're working towards something you care about and you're aligned with the people around you. So I love that. Commitment and alignment, two powerful concepts that we think about individual and organizational performance. So we end every episode with some championship mindset training, things that we can actually do and apply in our lives to build these habits. What would you tell us that we can do to build these into our lives?
Yeah, so taking on this idea of commitment and alignment, I would challenge you to ask yourself, do my daily behaviors drive me toward the things that I say I'm committed to and the things that I say that I value? Am I making space in my life to build toward those things that I'm claiming I'm committed to and claiming that are valuable to me? So kind of doing an audit of your daily actions and behaviors. And yeah, we all do different things every day. It's not that I'm encouraging you to do the exact same thing every single day, day in and day out, all day long, but just asking yourself if the things that you are doing on a consistent basis are driving you toward the things you claim you're committed to, or are they driving you away?
Mm.
Are you making space for the things that you claim are important to you? And if not, maybe you don't value what you think you did. Or maybe you're not committed to the things that you want to be committed to. So then you either change your actions and your behaviors to better align with what you say you're committed to, or you change that commitment and say, actually, I want to be committed to that, but I'm really kind of not. And maybe that's okay. Maybe I'm more committed to this. And that right there can be very, it can jazz you, it can energize you and drive you forward in some really positive directions.
Man, I love that, Dr. Declan. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Well, how can people find you? They want to learn more. They want more resources. They would love to work with you individually. How can they find you?
Sure. Yeah. Lots of places. So here we go. So my website is headstrongconsulting.com.
Okay.
I wrote a book. It's called Don't Leave Your Mind Behind.
I love it.
I am hosting my own podcast. Okay. I have two different podcasts I host. One is called Becoming Headstrong. The other one is called No Show Dogs. So you can find either one of those on all the platforms. On social media, and we're talking all the social media, all the main ones anyway. I shouldn't say all of them because there's like 500. Like,
right.
I don't even know, right? Whatever. Okay. So my personal is at Headstrong Doc, D-O-C, like doctor. And then from our company, it's at Headstrong Team. And you'll find that on Facebook, Instagram, X, I guess now, not Twitter, right?
It's Twitter. X. It's X. I gotta get a hit.
Right? We're on TikTok. I don't dance. You're welcome. but we are on TikTok. We're on Threads. We're on Snapchat. So wherever you prefer to engage with social media, we're probably there somewhere. We do have YouTube as well, although that's just kind of getting up and running. So there's not a lot going on there, but that's under Headstrong Consulting as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for the work that you do and the impact that you have in our field. It's been an honor, like I said, being your friend and being your colleague and growing together through this.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Awesome. Well, you can follow us on social from Sulking Performance at Champ Mindset on X and Instagram, and then on Facebook at Sulking Performance Group. Also check out our website, sulkingperformance.com, where you can get access to lots of free resources, including our book, Winning the Mental Game, the playbook for building championship mindsets. And again, if there's anything that I can do for you for keynote speaking for your organization, or if you're interested in working with one of our performance coaches in a one-on-one setting, you can check all of them out on our website. And then again, shoot me an email directly, drselking@sulkingperformance.com. I'd also love to hear your stories and applications of how you're using our insights and materials. So either post it on social or send me a message and let me know so that I can celebrate with you. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You've been listening to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Sulking. And from the locker room to the boardroom, I just want to challenge you to continue building your championship mindset.
Awesome.